happened, dude. Dating used to be fun. Yeah, it used to be a great way to meet cool people, have a little fun, blow off some steam, find people you want to spend more time with, you know? Now it's one extreme or the other. Either they're just trying to fuck you and forget you, or they want to be married in the next 3 months, I swear. At least we have this tradition, I guess. So damn sad. So many crappy dates, we have to make a bad date tradition. But hey, a drink with a friend and a cheesy movie do make it a little better, I guess. Still. Fuck. Can I just be really honest? Yeah? Good. So this was the third date, right? I was so ready to fuck him. Like, ugh, he was nice, he was hot, it was natural, we laughed all the time. I was so in. And, you know, third date is that sweet spot. Not so long to make you too desperate, but long enough that you get rid of the dudes who are just trying to get some. We make it to the third date, so I know he isn't just some fuckboy, and then he goes and asks me to meet his parents. I told him that seems a little fast, and boom, he's as cold as ice the rest of the date. Ugh, how do you deal with this? Yeah, how do you deal with dating being so useless for, you know, fulfilling your needs? Oh, fuck off. You know what kind of needs I'm talking about. Oh, you don't? Really? I'm talking about being horny, genius. But fine. Let me spell it all out. How do you handle it when your dates don't work out and you haven't fucked anyone in months? Yeah, I know we have our bad date tradition, but this doesn't help with that kind of problem. Like everybody else does. What do you mean you handle it like everybody else? Oh, like you handle it. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't know if that'll really work for me, though. I'm just not sure that it will, alright? Fine. But you can't laugh at me, okay? I haven't really done it that many times. Like, I haven't gotten myself off very much. No, I know everyone does it, but I was always just nervous about trying, and, well, there were a few times I was so turned on, it felt like I had to. But other times, I got too shy, or I didn't have anything to do it with. Yes, obviously, I do have hands. You can literally see them. Yes, but... Yeah, but I was never able to, you know, finish when I used my fingers. No. You tell me what you've used, and then I'll tell you after. Wow. Quite the little masturbation expert there, aren't you? Hands, toys, even the occasional sock. Remind me to never touch your laundry. Okay, fine, fine. I'll tell you. I used my pillow. I heard that it worked for some people, and when I tried, well, it just hit all the right spots, if you know what I mean. I feel like it's weird, and you probably think I'm weird for bringing all this up. No? You think it's hot? Sorry, I didn't expect that. But yeah, that's the only thing I've tried that really makes me makes me come. Something about grinding like that, I can't explain why exactly, but the motion and the intensity of it all just really gets me going. Oh my fuck. I can't believe you asked me that. Yes, I guess I do have a special pillow that I use back at my place. God, I can't believe I'm telling you all this. Okay. What idea do you have? Yeah, I guess it would be nice if I could find a new tradition that would take care of those needs too. Do it here. Dude, no, I am not about to start grinding on your pillows. Not on your pillow. What do you mean? Fuck. Are you serious? You think I should grind on your thigh? No, I'm not mad at all. And I'm not saying no, I'm just surprised you'd offer something like that. Yeah, it does sound hot. Are you sure? We've never done anything like that before. Of course I've thought about it. I know we're just friends, but I mean, you're a good-looking guy, and everyone thinks about that kind of stuff. I wore this dress because I wanted to look cute for the date, but I guess it would make grinding a little easier, too. So, I guess if we do this, you'll have to take those pants off. Well, do you want some help with the belt? Yeah? And there we go. Just lift your hips. I'll pull your pants down. Fuck. Sorry, I can see the outline. To be honest, I know I said I've thought about it before, but I didn't think this would ever happen with us. No, I'm glad it is. Cute underwear, by the way. And your favorite color. It suits you and your outline. Do you want to see mine? I can just lift my dress. They aren't my favorite color, but I think they're cute. And the back. The back is nice too, see? A little lace, and they're really cheeky. Really shows off my butt. Thanks. I think it's pretty nice too. Actually, since you like it so much, I think this would be easier for me if I'm facing away from you, you know? Like, you're you, and I don't want to risk this feeling weird. Looking you in the eye might make me nervous. Can I just sit? Like this, straddling your thigh, but with my back to you. Yeah, you can lift my dress. You can even touch me a little if you want. I've been so turned on all night. Is it okay if I start moving my hips? Oh, fuck. Oh, your hands feel nice. Yeah. Oh, they are soft. The material feels nice against my clit. But so does your thigh. Oh, fuck. I didn't realize how turned on I am. You can squeeze my ass harder if you want. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that feels nice. God, I'm getting so wet. Did you just moan too? No, it was hot. Please, you don't have to be quiet. Actually, I want to turn around. Yeah. Look at me. I want you to look at me. That's better. I'm gonna keep grinding, but the next time you moan, I want to see it too. This is so much better than a pillow. Can I just lean down? Rest my arms on your shoulders? I know it's close. I can feel your breath on my neck. Kiss it. Yeah. I'll hold my hips tighter and kiss my neck. I'm gonna come if I keep doing this. Kiss me. Will you kiss me? Fuck, my thigh keeps brushing up against your cock. He looks so fucking hard. I want to grind on your cock. I need to. Is that okay? No. Take it out. I'm close. I want to pull my panties to the side and grind on your cock till I come. Please? Fuck. Yes. Let me just let you pull them down. I'll pull mine to the side, like. Oh, fuck. Feeling you against me is so much better than just seeing your cock inside those boxers. Help me take my dress off. Yeah, just pull it over my head. And my bra. Yeah. You can touch my tits if you want. I want you to. Please touch me. Okay. I'm gonna speed up again. Oh. Oh, fuck, your cock feels amazing. Do you feel how wet I am from grinding on you? Kiss my neck again, please. Please. Yes. Your lips feel so fucking good. Oh my god. Your lips on my collarbone. Keep going. Fuck. Yes. Kiss my nipples too. Your tongue. Fucking close. I'm close. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I've never come that hard before. I thought the ones with the pillow were strong, but that... that was amazing. Sorry, I just kind of fell all over you. My legs got weak. Oh, God, and I made you a mess. Well, not just me. You're still leaking from the tip there. Listen, that was amazing, but... Well, it's not fair that you would let me use you without me returning the favor, right? No, I mean it. That was such a fantasy of mine. When I use my pillow at home, that's one of the fantasies that always comes to mind. I was all pent up and frustrated, and you were here for me. I want to be here for you. And, judging from how hard you still are, it seems like you're definitely feeling a little pent up as well. What would your fantasy be? Come on, tell me. I want to help. If we help each other, it'll be like a way to add to our bad date tradition. A blowjob? Come on, dude, give me more than that. I'm sure you've had plenty of blowjobs before. Tell me your fantasy. That thing you've wanted to try forever, but never had the chance. If you could use me however you wanted to get off right now, what would it be? Because that's what I want to do. Yes, show me. Alright, so lay on my back, but with my head at the edge of the bed. Like this. I think I see where this is going. Lean my head over the side a little and open my lips for you. A position where you can play with my tits a little more, too. No, it is more than okay. It's hot. I want you to try it. I want to be the person you finally get to try this with. Come here. I want you to fuck my mouth. Good. Oh, fuck. I can taste myself on you. But I can still taste you. I love it. Your hands feel so nice on my tits. Play with them however you want. Thrust your hips a little, please. Just take my mouth. Really. Use it like it's your fantasy. Does my tongue feel good? Fuck yes. Tell me how good my mouth feels. I want to make you come. Please come for me. Fuck, come in my mouth. Please, please. I don't think I've ever seen anyone I've been with come that hard. Wait, I missed some. I guess we've both made a mess all over your cock now. I don't want to be wasteful. Now it really tastes like us both. Do you want to taste? Yeah? Here. Not bad with your tongue, either. If I have another bad date soon, maybe I'll ask for help from your tongue, not your thigh. Help me up? Thanks. I didn't know you had this side to you, but I like it. I guess me wanting to get off using your thigh was probably a bit of a surprise, too. A good kind of surprise, though. I like it, us being this comfortable with each other. Can I just curl up here? Yeah, on your chest. No, I'm not gonna straddle you again. Probably end up starting all this back up again. You know, I don't even care about that date anymore. I know it sounds kind of silly, but I mean it. This was really nice. No, not just because of the amazing orgasm. It was just nice to have the kind of friend where we can help each other out. Even if what we need is, well, even if it's grinding on you until I come. Yeah. I think we should make it official. We agree, helping each other get off is now an important part of our bad date tradition. You can just stay the night, too. It'd be nice to have the company, and I think we're a little past feeling awkward sharing a bed. Good. New traditions can be good.